Chapter 4. Communicating. Crashes often happen because one driver does not see another driver, or when one driver does something the other driver does not expect. It is important that drivers let other road users know they are there and what they plan to do. Letting others know you are there. Some drivers do not always pay attention to what is going on around them. It is important that other road users know that you are there. Use headlights. Besides helping you to see at night, headlights help other people see you. If needed, flick your headlights to alert other road users you are there. Remember to turn on your headlights whenever you have trouble seeing others. If you have trouble seeing them, they may be having trouble seeing you. On rainy, snowy or foggy days, it is sometimes hard for other drivers to see your vehicle. In these conditions, headlights make your vehicle easier to see. Remember, if you turn on your wipers, turn on your headlights. Turn on your headlights when it begins to get dark. Even if you turn them on a little early, you will help other drivers see you. Whenever driving and lights are necessary, use your headlights within at least 500 feet when approaching another car. Parking lights are for parked vehicles only. When driving away from a rising or setting sun, turn on your headlights. Drivers coming towards you may have trouble seeing your vehicle. Your headlights will help them see you. Use your horn. People cannot see you unless they are looking your way. Your horn can get their attention. Use it whenever it will help prevent an accident. If there is no immediate danger, a light tap on the horn should be all you need. Give your horn a light tap. When a person on foot or on a bike appears to be moving into your lane of travel. When you are passing a driver who starts to turn into your lane. When a driver is not paying attention or may have trouble seeing you. When coming to a place where you cannot see what is ahead, like a steep hill, a sharp curve, or exiting a narrow alley. If there is danger, do not be afraid to sound a sharp blast on your horn. Do this. When a child or older person is about to walk, run, or ride into the street. When another vehicle is in danger of hitting you. When you have lost control of your vehicle and are moving towards someone. Use emergency signals. If your vehicle breaks down on a highway, make sure that other drivers can see it. All too often crashes occur because a driver did not see a stalled vehicle until it was too late to stop. If available, use your two-way radio or telephone to notify authorities that your vehicle or someone else has broken down. Many roadways have signs that tell you the CB channel or telephone number to call in an emergency. If you are having vehicle trouble and have to stop, get your vehicle off the road and away from traffic if at all possible. Turn on your emergency flashers to show you are having trouble. Try to stop where other drivers have a clear view of your vehicle if you cannot get your vehicle off the roadway. Do not stop just over a hill or just around a curve. Try to warn other road users that your vehicle is there. Place emergency flares behind the vehicle. This allows other drivers to change lanes if necessary. Never stand in the roadway. Do not try to change a tire if it means you have to be in a traffic lane. Stay out of the blind spot. Drive your vehicle where others can see you. Do not drive in another vehicle's blind spot. Try to avoid driving on either side and slightly to the rear of another vehicle. You will be in his, her blind spot. Either speed up or drop back so the other driver can see your vehicle more easily. When passing another vehicle, get through the other driver's blind spot as quickly as you can. The longer you stay there, the longer you are in danger of him, her turning into you. Never stay alongside a large vehicle such as a truck or bus. These vehicles have large blind spots and it hard for drivers of large vehicles to see you. Letting others know what you are doing. Generally, other drivers expect you to keep doing what you are doing. You must warn them when you are going to change direction or slow down. This will give them time to react if needed, or at least not to be surprised by what you do. Signal when you change direction. Signaling gives other drivers time to react to your moves. You should use your turn signals before you change lanes, turn right or left, merge into traffic or park. Get into the habit of signaling every time you change direction. Signal even when you do not see anyone else around. It is easy to miss someone who needs to know what you are doing. Signal at least 100 feet before you make your turn. If another vehicle is about to enter the street between you and where you plan to turn, wait until you have passed it to signal your turn. If you signal earlier, the other driver may think you plan to turn where they are and they might pull into your path. After you have made a turn or lane change, make sure your turn signal is off. After small turns, the signals may not turn off by themselves. Turn it off if it has not clicked off by itself. If you don't, others might think you plan to turn again. Signal when you slow down. Your brake lights let people know that you are slowing down. Always slow down as early as it is safe to do so. Do not slow down or stop suddenly without signaling to the driver behind you, if you have time. The faster your vehicle is going, the more distance it will take to turn, slow or stop. Adjusting to road conditions. There are many road conditions where you must slow down. For example, you must slow down before a sharp curve, when the roadway is slippery and when there is standing water on the road. The only contact your vehicle has with the road is through the tires. How good a grip the tires have with the road depends on the type and condition of the tires and the type and condition of the road surface. Many drivers do not pay enough attention to the condition of their tires or to the condition of the roadway. It is important that the tires be in good condition and have enough air in them. See the vehicle owner's manual for correct tire pressure. You do not have as much traction on gravel or dirt roads as you do on concrete or asphalt roads. When driving on gravel or dirt, you must slow down. It will take you much longer to stop and it is much easier to skid when turning. Curves. A vehicle can travel much faster in a straight line than it can in a curve. It is easy to go too fast in a curve. If you go too fast, then the tires will not be able to grip the road and the vehicle will skid. Always slow down before you enter the curve so you do not have to brake in the curve. Braking in a curve can cause the vehicle to skid. Slippery roads. Slow down at the first sign of rain, snow or sleet. These all make the roadway slippery. When the road is slippery, the vehicle's tires do not grip as well as they do on a dry road. How slow should you go? On a wet road, you should reduce your speed about 10 miles per hour. On packed snow, you should cut your speed in half. Use snow tires or chains when the road has snow on it. On ice, you must slow to a crawl. It is very dangerous to drive on ice. If at all possible, do not drive when the roads are icy. In some areas where there is a lot of icy weather, special studded tires are allowed. Because these tires can cause road damage, they are not allowed in many areas or on certain roads. Some road surfaces are slippery at certain times or places. Here are some clues to help you spot slippery roads. On cold, wet days, shady spots can be icy. These areas freeze first and dry out last. Overpasses and other types of bridges can have icy spots. The pavement on bridges can be icy even when other pavement is not. This is because bridges do not have earth underneath them to help insulate them against the cold and thus can be colder and icier than other roadways. When the temperature is around the freezing point, ice can become wet. This makes it more slippery than at temperatures well below freezing. If it starts to rain on a hot day, pavement can be very slippery for the first few minutes. Heat causes the oil in the asphalt to come to the surface. The road is more slippery until the oil is washed off. Water on the roadway. When it is raining or the road is wet, most tires have good traction up to about 35 miles per hour. However, as you go faster, your tires will start to ride up on the water, like water skis. This is called hydroplaning. In a heavy rain, your tires can lose all traction with the road at about 50 miles per hour. Bald or badly worn tires will lose traction at much lower speeds. The best way to keep from hydroplaning is to slow down in the rain or when the road is wet. If it feels like your tires have lost traction with the surface of the road, you should ease your foot off the gas pedal. Keep the steering wheel straight. Only try to turn if it's an emergency. If you must turn, do it slowly, or you will cause your vehicle to skid. Do not try to stop or turn until your tires are gripping the road again. Wildlife on the roadway. We share our state with many different kinds of wildlife. Most of New Mexico is still rural and there are many areas rich in animal life. As you drive through our mountains, forests, meadows, and river valleys, be alert for wildlife on the roads. Watch out for these large game animals: deer, elk, pronghorn antelope, black bears, and cougars. Each year there are thousands of accidents between large animals and vehicles. Many people are hurt or killed this way. These accidents also cut down on the amount of wildlife in New Mexico. And they damage many vehicles and raise insurance costs. Large game animals, especially deer, live all over the state. Watch for elk in the western three quarters of the state. Watch for antelope in the eastern part of the state or in open plains. And keep an eye out for black bears and cougars in the mountains. Driving with wildlife in mind. Scan the road as you drive. Watch the edges of the highway for wildlife that are about to cross. Watch for animal crossing signs. These signs warn you that vehicles have hit wildlife in this area before. And if you see animals that have been hit, slow down. You may be in an animal crossing area. To avoid hurting an animal. Be especially watchful for wildlife at dawn, dusk, and in the first few hours after darkness falls. Many animals are most active at these times. Assume that animals won't get out of your way. Remember that where one animal is crossing, there may be more. Animals with hooves, such as deer, often slow down on slick surfaces. So be ready to slow down to let them cross. Adjusting to traffic. Keep pace with traffic. If you are going faster than traffic, you will have to keep passing others. Each time you pass someone, there is a chance for a collision. The vehicle you are passing may change lanes suddenly or on a two-lane road, an oncoming vehicle may appear suddenly. Slow down and keep pace with other traffic. Speeding does not save more than a few minutes an hour. Going much slower than other vehicles can be just as bad as speeding. It tends to make vehicles bunch up behind you and causes the other traffic to pass you. If vehicles are piled up behind you, pull over when safe to do so and let them pass. Entering into traffic. When you merge with traffic, try to enter at the same speed that traffic is moving. High-speed roadways generally have ramps to give you time to build up your speed. Use the ramp to reach the speed of other vehicles before you pull onto the road. Do not drive to the end of the ramp and stop, or you will not have enough room to get up to the speed of traffic. Also, drivers behind you will not expect you to stop. If they are watching the traffic on the main road, you may be hit from the rear. If you have to wait for space to enter a roadway, slow down on the ramp so you have some room to speed up before you have to merge. Leaving traffic. Keep up with the speed of traffic as long as you are on the main road. If the road you are traveling has exit ramps, do not slow down until you move onto the exit ramp. When you turn from a high-speed, two-lane roadway, try not to slow down too early if you have traffic following you. Tap your brakes and reduce your speed quickly but safely. Slow-moving traffic. Some vehicles cannot travel very fast or have trouble keeping up with the speed of traffic. If you spot these vehicles early, you have time to change lanes or slow down safely. Slowing suddenly can cause a traffic accident. Watch for large trucks and small underpowered cars on steep grades or when they are entering traffic. They can lose speed on long or steep hills, and it takes longer for these vehicles to get up to speed when they enter traffic. Farm tractors, animal-drawn vehicles, and roadway maintenance vehicles usually go 25 miles per hour or less. These vehicles should have a slow-moving vehicle decal, an orange triangle, on the back. Trouble spots. Wherever people or traffic gather, your room to maneuver is limited. You need to lower your speed to have time to react in a crowded space. Here are some of the places where you may need to slow down. Shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas. These are busy areas with vehicles and people stopping, starting, and moving in different directions. Rush hours. Rush hours often have heavy traffic and drivers that always seem to be in a hurry. Narrow bridges and tunnels. Vehicles approaching each other are closer together. Toll plazas. Vehicles are changing lanes and preparing to stop and then speeding up again when leaving the plaza. The number of lanes could change both before and after the plaza. Schools, playgrounds, and residential streets. These areas often have children present. Always be alert for children crossing the street or running or riding into the street without looking. Railroad crossings. you need to make sure that there are no trains coming and that you have room to cross. Some crossings are bumpy, so you need to slow down to safely cross. How well can you see? If something is in your path and you need to stop, you need to see it in time to be able to stop. It takes much longer and further to stop than many people think. If you have good tires and brakes and dry pavement, at 50 miles per hour, it can take about 400 feet to react to something you see and bring your vehicle to a stop. That is about the length of a city block. At 30 miles per hour, it can take about 200 feet to stop. That is almost half a city block in length. If you cannot see 400 feet ahead, it means you may not be driving safely at 50 miles per hour. If you cannot see 200 feet ahead, you may not be driving safely at 30 miles per hour. By the time you see an object in your path, it may be too late to stop without hitting it. Here are some things that limit how well you can see and hints you can follow to be a safer driver. Darkness. It is harder to see at night. You must be closer to an object to see it at night than during the day. You must be able to stop within the distance you can see ahead with your headlights. Your headlights will let you see about 400 feet ahead. You should drive at a speed that allows you to stop within this distance or about 50 miles per hour. Rain, fog or snow. In a very heavy rain, snowstorm or thick fog, you may not be able to see much more than 200 feet ahead. When you cannot see any farther than that, you cannot safely drive faster than 30 miles per hour. In a very heavy downpour, you may not be able to see well enough to drive. If this happens, pull off the road in a safe place and wait until it clears. Hills and curves. You may not know what is on the other side of a hill or just around a curve, even if you have driven the road many times. If a vehicle is stalled on the road just over a hill or around a curve, you must be able to stop. Whenever you come to a hill or curve where you cannot see over or around, adjust your speed so you can stop if necessary. Parked vehicles. Vehicles parked along the side of the road may block your view. People may be ready to get out of a vehicle or walk out from between parked vehicles. Give parked vehicles as much room as you can. Sight distance rule. Drive at a speed where you can always safely stop. To tell if you are driving too fast for conditions, use the 4-second sight distance rule. Pick out a stationary object as far ahead as you can clearly see, for example, a sign or a telephone pole. Start counting 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. If you reach the object before you finish saying 4-1000, you need to slow down. You are going too fast for your sight distance. You must not drive faster than the distance you can see. If you do, you are not safe and could injure or kill yourself or others. You should also use the 4-second sight distance rule at night to make sure you are not overdriving your headlights. Sharing space. You always must share the road with others. The more distance you keep between yourself and everyone else, the more time you have to react. This space is like a safety cushion. The more you have, the safer it can be. This section describes how to make sure you have enough space around you when you drive. Space ahead. Rear-end crashes are very common. They are caused from drivers following too closely to be able to stop before hitting the vehicle ahead when it suddenly stops. There is an easy way to tell if you are following too closely. It is called the 3-second rule, and it works at any speed. Watch when the rear of the vehicle ahead passes a sign, pole, or any other stationary point. Count the seconds it takes you to reach the same spot. 1001, 1002, 1003. You are following too closely if you pass the mark before you finish counting. If so, drop back and then count again at another spot to check the new following distance. Repeat until you are following no closer than 3 seconds. There are situations where you need more space in front of your vehicle. For example, you may need a 4-second following distance to be safe. On slippery roads, when following motorcycles, when you have a heavy load or are pulling a trailer, when following emergency vehicles, when approaching railroad crossings or when stopped on a hill or incline. Space behind. It is not always easy to maintain a safe distance behind your vehicle. However, you can help keep the driver at a safe distance by keeping a steady speed and signaling in advance when you have to slow down or turn. Some examples are stopping to pick up or let off passengers, parallel parking, and driving slowly. Space to the side. You need space on both sides of your vehicle to have room to turn or change lanes. Make room for vehicles entering on a roadway that has two or more lanes. Keep extra space between your vehicle and parked cars. Give extra space to pedestrians or bicycles, especially children. Space to merge. Anytime you want to merge with other traffic, you need a gap of about 4 seconds. If you move into the middle of a 4-second gap, both you and the vehicle that is now behind you have a 2-second following distance. You need a 4-second gap whenever you change lanes, enter a roadway, or when your lane merges with another travel lane. To be safe, do not try to merge into a gap that is too small. If you want to cross several lanes, take them one at a time. Space to cross or enter. When you cross traffic, you need a large enough gap to get all the way across the road. When you enter traffic, you need enough space to first turn and then to get up to speed. When you cross traffic, you need room to get all the way across. If you are turning left, make sure there are no vehicles or pedestrians blocking your path. Even if you have the green light, do not start across the intersection if there are vehicles blocking your way. When you cross railroad tracks, make sure you can cross without having to stop on the tracks. Space to pass. Whenever signs or road markings permit you to pass, you will have to judge whether you have enough room to pass safely. Do not count on having enough time to pass several vehicles at once. Be safe. As a general rule, only pass one vehicle at a time. Oncoming vehicles, at a speed of 55 miles per hour, you need about 10 seconds to pass. That means you need a 10-second gap in oncoming traffic and sight distance to pass. You must judge whether you will have enough space to pass safely. Hills and curves, you have to be able to see at least one-third of a mile or about 10 seconds ahead. Anytime your view is blocked by a curve or a hill, you should assume that there is an oncoming vehicle just out of sight. Therefore, you should treat a curve or a hill as you do an oncoming vehicle. This means you should not start to pass if you are within one-third of a mile of a hill or curve. Intersections, it is dangerous to pass where a vehicle is likely to enter or cross the road. Such places include intersections, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances. While you are passing, your view of people, vehicles, or trains can be blocked by the vehicle you are passing. Also, drivers turning right into the approaching lane will not expect to find you approaching in their lane. They may not even look your way before turning. Lane restrictions. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. Due to lane restrictions, you might lose your space and it may not be safe to pass. People or bicyclists near the road. A narrow bridge or other situation that causes reduced lane width, or a patch of ice, pothole, or something on the road. Space to return. Do not pass unless you have enough space to return to the driving lane. Do not count on other drivers to make room for you. Railroad grade crossing. Do not pass if there is a railroad grade crossing ahead. Before you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between yourself and the vehicle you have passed. When you can see both headlights of the vehicle you just passed in your rear view mirror, it is safe to return to the driving lane.